is alive. The Bible is alive. That sounds pretty good, don't it? That sounds pretty good. We got people that will tell us that are fighting against our religion and tell us we don't have a clue what we're talking about. That the Word died 2,000 years ago when they put it together, wrote, and when Jesus walked off the earth. Guess what? They wrong. They wrong. That's a lie that Satan has planted in their heart to get them to try to go against His goodness, His mercy, His grace, His Word. And that's why they live lives that are unfulfilled. Lives that are unhappy. Amen? Lives that are full of strife. Full of stress. Full of, oh, here's a good one. Full of drama. How many of y'all got lives full of drama? I better not be the only one up here with my hand up. Yeah, that's good. How about there at home? Are you living a life full of drama? Hey, guess what? I will tell you, as we always say, once you come out of that world of Satan, your life still will be full of drama. God didn't promise us an easy pass. He didn't promise us a bed of roses every day when we wake up. Amen? But He did promise us heaven when we complete our path here on earth, didn't He? And thank God today Miss Teresa's up there hugging Him around the neck. But today, as we're preparing to celebrate this historic Mother's Day, because guess what? There will never be, y'all listen on. There will never be another Mother's Day of 2022. Amen. There's only one this year. So it's a historic day. Only day that's going to happen this year. Amen. And I'm here to tell you, get Satan off your back. Let him quit talking to you and getting you living in his world rather than in the realm of Christ and being Christ-like. Because I'm here to tell you, whatever Satan is telling you is a lie. Amen? From the bottom to the top, nothing comes out of Satan's mouth is truth. That's always been. But unfortunately today, a lot of churches aren't teaching that, are they? They're teaching, y'all, you can go do whatever you want to do. You can live however you want to live. You can cuss if you want to cuss. You can drink if you want to drink. Guess what? That's not what the Word says. Amen. That's not what the Bible says. That's not what God says. Amen. If you're going to a church that's preaching that lifestyle, you're in the wrong Christianity. Because you're not in Christianity at all. Amen. Satan has crept into that church and that leadership if we're preaching that and not telling you the true Word of God and the fact that the Bible is still alive today. The first scripture I want to read to you comes from the book of John, chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. Chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. The NIV version says it this way. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word what? Was God. He was with God in the beginning. The Word was with God in the beginning. And part of Hebrews chapter four, verse 12 says this: for the Word of God is alive and active. The Word of God is alive and active. Just the same today as it was when the book of Hebrews was written. When God walked His earth in the form of His Son Jesus, that same Word, that same God, that same salvation that we can get through Him is alive and active if we accept it from Him. Amen. Guess what? Just like your mama. Everybody say your mama.
Your mama.
Hey, we ain't not gonna tell no your mama jokes, but just say, just like your mama took care of you to the best of her ability with unconditional love. God has that same type of unconditional love for each one of us. Just the same as he did 2,000 years ago when his son walked this earth. And here's the thing. This word that they're talking about in the scripture, we're not talking about the word of the people. How many of y'all know people can build themselves up? How many of y'all have built yourself up? Mm-hmm. You get all puffy, don't you? Poof. Chest all sticky out. Yeah, boy. I'm bad. I know everything. How many of y'all met somebody that knows everything? How many of you have been somebody that knows everything? How many of y'all have met somebody like that? We got a lot of word people, don't we? Sorry. We got a lot of people that want to preach the word of themselves. Amen. That's not the word we're talking about, though. We're talking about the word of God. The word of our way out of death, hell, and damnation. Now, yeah, we are going to have to die at some point because we're human. Amen. But when that happens, we got a good place to go. If we're looking at the word from God and not people. The word of God, or word of people, informs you. They tell you a little bit of things. But the word of God transforms you. Amen? The word of people informs you, but the word of God transforms you. The full verse of Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12 says this. For the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. In other words, the Word of God judges our thoughts, our attitudes, our actions, whatever is in our heart, our mind, and our soul is what the Word of God judges. Amen. The Bible's alive, guys. The Bible is alive. And it's God's Word for us. It's God's Word given to us. And again, Satan will try to steal it, destroy it, defame it, however you want to look at it. As soon as you tell it, as soon as you act like you're going to accept God's Word, the devil's going to start coming to get you. He's going to start beating you up, start telling you lies. He's going to tell you that you'll be nothing if you accept Jesus Christ. But again, the devil don't want anything but lie. Amen. How many of y'all ever had him tell you whatever you're doing for God is not affecting nobody? It's not helping nobody. Amen. Guess what? Again, the devil's a liar. And that's just his way of trying to get you away from there. Amen. But the Word of God and the Bible completely transforms us. We completely change from the way we were. I promise you that I did not act like I did before I met Jesus. I promise you that I don't have the same attitude. I don't have the same heart mindset. Before I met Jesus, I was all about me. Amen. It was all about me. Me. Me, me, me. Who was it about?
Me.
Me. When I met God, he said, you know, there's a lot more than just you around. If you just try to get you, you're going to be pretty lonely when you get old. So you got to change. You got to change. And I promise you that anybody that I went to high school with will tell you that I have changed. always changed. Yes, that was my nickname in high school. Not because I was tall, because I'm the same height I am now. But I wore a brown leather jacket. Would I go back and change that if I could? Yep. Yes, I would. But I can promise you, if you ask them about me, they can tell you, yep, trees changed. He don't act like he used to. Now, he may still goof off. Hey, guess what? Nothing in the Bible says we cannot goof off. Amen? Nothing in the Bible says we can't have fun as long as we do it in Christ. Amen? There's a difference between goofing off in Christ and goofing off in the world. Goofing off in the world gets us in trouble. Amen? Goofing off in the world might get us arrested. Amen? Sent to prison. Amen? Goofing off in the world might get us to have kids that we don't want to have kids. Not that we don't want the kid. We just don't like the person we're having the kid with. I'll get that out here in a second. But that's what goofing off in the world gets us. Amen? We can goof off in God. But a lot of times, we take the word for granted. We take it for granted. We look at it, we read it, but we truly don't delve into it and what it can truly do and truly change our lives. 1,000 years ago, guess where our word was put? It was chiseled, wasn't it? It was chiseled in a rock. The word was chiseled in a rock. Now, can you imagine how long that took? I can't imagine just sitting there going. My hand would get tired after I was maybe through the first commandment. I'd be like, nope, I'm done. I'm out of here. But think about that. 1,000 years ago, it was chiseled in a rock. And then it went to being written down in a word form that we could all understand in different languages for us to understand. Then they came up and wrote with a stylus on beeswax. They invented dye that allowed the early scribes to write on animal hides. And then we got a huge progression to the Egyptians that started using papyrus. They saw two pieces of wood for a version of a book called a codex. Then you fast forward to 600 AD. The Bible at that time was only in 8 languages. The biggest breakthrough of the Bible was in 1455 with the invention of the printing press. Possibly to get Bibles in the hands of the masses. Well, guess what? Now, you don't even need a written copy. We got digital formats. You can get it on your phone. You can get it on your computer at your house, on your tablet. Amen? And it's in multiple languages now. Because the Word is alive. It kept living all that time. If it wasn't alive, God would have let it die during that time. He wouldn't have had all the improvements to it, all the different things that went into your New Testaments. And now, there's people from Argentina that read a copy in their own language. There's people from the Netherlands, from Taiwan, from India, from Russia, from Mongolia, from Nigeria, from Egypt, and even the Ukraine that is under heavy attack right now. that still has the Bible active for them, that still has the Word available for them. God's Word has a power that we sometimes don't fully understand. No matter what our position is. Amen. Even in church leadership, even as a pastor, there's powers in that Bible and in that Word and the activity of it that we sometimes don't understand. But guess what? It's a great movement to be part of. I'd much rather be part of the movement of God than living in a world of sin. The world is going to send me to hell with Satan for eternity. Amen. And y'all know that through certain programs, they give away free Bibles to other countries. Some places tell us that a $20 bill will give 100 people Bibles. A $200 will give 1,000 people Bibles. And $2,000 will give 10,000 people Bibles. That's getting the active Word out. That's getting the Word of our Savior for other people to hear. Amen. Have y'all ever seen the YouTube videos of like the deaf hearers? The videos of like the little girl that can't hear, but somehow they fix her ears. And she's like, on the video, and she's like, oh. And then she's like, what? What did I hear? What was that? When she hears her father's voice for that first time. Or today, if she hears her mother's voice for that first time, she's going crazy, ain't she? She's like, oh, what's that? Who is that? Who is that? We should get the same excitement when we hear our God's voice. When we hear our Father's voice, we should have that same excitement that the deaf kids do when they hear their parents' voice. When God says, hey, Ronnie, what are you doing? They'd be like, who is that? Who is that? Hey, now, sometimes people might try to lock us up for that. That's another different message altogether. But we should have that same excitement. We should have that same thrill that they got to hear when they hear that father first colors. Who was more excited, the little girl or the dad? Probably both the same, wasn't it? And guess what? Our God is that excited when we hear His voice. When we respond to Him and let Him know that we've heard Him. He's that same, that's excited. But in those videos, who do you think the most fulfilled person was? I don't think it was either one of them. I think it was probably the audiologist, the one that made that miracle happen, that was probably the most fulfilled out of that. Amen? The doctor. Because the doctor created an environment for a child to hear the voice of her father. That's astonishing, isn't it? When we give credence to God, that's what we're doing. We're creating that environment for us to be like a little child so that we can hear the voice of our Father. When He says, says it. How many of y'all ever heard God multiple times before you came to Him? Even after we come to Him, He's like, hey, hey. And we're like, yeah, what? Yeah, I don't hear you. I don't hear you. And He knows you do. So He keeps after you. Sudden, what happens? Sounds like a freaking earthquake. Ronnie! He gets her attention, don't he? He's like, I know you hear me. How many of y'all ever had your mom do that? I know I ain't the only one. How about home? How about ever had your mom, when you tried to ignore her a little bit, be yelling at her? Yeah. You get, they break diamonds 5 miles down the road yelling at you. And you come, you be like, yeah. Yes, mommy. Yes, mommy. That's the same way we need to come to Jesus. Just like we did to our mom. We need to come to him. Broken. Knowing that just like we needed our mom, we need a Savior in our life. We need a way out of whatever problems and trials that we're going through. We need to see a light on the other end of the tunnel. What is the Word? What is the Word? Let me tell you. The Word is this. The Word is light to guide our path. The Word is voice to comfort us in our pain. The Word is spiritual food to nourish us when we're weak. How many of y'all feel weak today? Amen. The Word is a sword to protect us against our enemies. The Word is truth to convict us that we're doing something or living something wrong. Amen. The Word is power to correct us when we're doing something wrong. And the Word is also wisdom to direct each one of us. Open your heart to it today. Open your heart to Jesus rather than Satan's lies that he's been throwing at you. No matter how much of a mess we have made of our lives, God is still better. God is still active. And his Word is still able to fix our heart. Hey, it might not fix our mess. Amen. But it will fix our heart, which will start on fixing that mess. And how many, hey, and I'm going to tell you too. After you've accepted him, guess what? You're still not exempt from that mess. We can still put ourselves back in the mess. Amen. But again, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. The grass may wither and flowers fade, but the Word of God lives forever. Amen. Together, by the grace of God, we can take the word to the world. Together, by the grace of God, we can get out of our problems. We can get out of our situations. We can get out of our heart sickness, of sin. Amen. Because if the devil still has you there, he's still lying to you. And you're still listening to him rather than God. Because our Word tells us this. All of us. Everybody say me.
Me.
Everybody homecoming, me. All of us, including me, have sinned and fallen short. Amen. But the wages of sin is death. If we go out of this world in sin, our death is going to hell and damnation. There is no middle ground, like some preach. There is no middle way that, oh, well, you're a good, it was a good person. So I know God wouldn't send him to hell because he was good. Well, guess what? If he didn't know Jesus, if he didn't have a personal relationship with Jesus, no matter how good we are, we'll still go to hell. Because it's not God that's sending us there. It's us. But not accepting his love, his mercy, his salvation. Because the gift that he gave us through Jesus Christ on that cross is eternal life. It is heaven forever. Amen. Jesus didn't come for the healthy. He came for the sick. Amen. Jesus didn't come for the righteous. He came for us sinners. And we're all sinners. Amen. Even after you get saved, we're still sinners. Amen. Jesus didn't come to be served. He came to serve. Amen. He gave His life on the cross for each one of us. That love nugget from God. He said, I'll take it. If that's our way out, I will take it. So how are we made right? How do we live by that active word that we're talking about today? We got to be saved by grace, not saved by works. Amen. Some denominations preach you can get there saved by works. No, you can still only get there saved by grace. Jesus tells us He is the only way to heaven and to our Father. Amen. Anybody that calls on the name of the Lord can be saved. As they come for our final song, let's pray. Bow down your head. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank You, Lord, for Your Spirit today, Lord. Lord, getting Ronnie out of the way today, Lord, and speaking through me, Lord. Lord, I thank You for Your words and not mine spoken, Lord. Lord, I thank You for Your message today, Lord. Lord, and your blessing in us, Lord. Lord, I thank You for having an active Bible still all these years after Your Son walked on this earth for us. Lord, I thank You for the opportunity that we have to get away from all the Satan's lies, Lord. Lord, to truly focus on You, Lord. Lord, but to truly know that the only way to a loving, saving Father in heaven, Lord, is to call upon Your name, Lord. We can't call on anybody else's. And it has to be us, Lord. Nobody else can get us saved, Lord. Lord, we ask You, if there's anybody here today, Lord, that might want to take that step, Lord. Lord, we know it's as simple as praying this following prayer with me, Lord. Lord, at home, Lord, somebody wants to accept You today and get out of the hurt that they're in, Lord. Lord, the strife that their life's in, Lord. Lord, the anxiety that they're in right now, Lord. Lord, the depression, whatever Satan has thrown their way, Lord. Lord, I know all they have to do is just ask You, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner and I need to be saved, Lord. Lord, I know that I can't do it on my own, Lord. Lord, I know that the only way to heaven is through Your Son, Jesus. I know that He died on that cross, Lord. Lord, for my sins that I've committed, Lord. Lord, I ask You just to take them away right now, Lord. Lord, I ask You just to come into my heart, Jesus. Lord, I'll live by faith, not by sight, Jesus, that You truly are the merciful Lord and the saving salvation that Your word promises, Lord. And Lord, we thank You for each and everything that You do, Lord. Lord, if anybody prayed that today, Lord, we ask that You just let them know right now, Lord, that we love them, Lord. If they're online, Lord, and they prayed that, let them put it in the comments, Lord, and we'll reach out to them after service. Lord, we thank You for each and everything that You do. We ask that You put somebody in front of us, Lord, that we can tell You about Your loving mercy, Your loving grace this week, Jesus. In Your name I pray. And everybody say it.